U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York has reintroduced legislation that would tighten federal standards for PFAS chemicals in groundwater. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports the measure lost momentum last year due to the pandemic.
A recent roundtable of environmentalists on Long Island have found another reason federal action has stalled. That's because of differing standards from state and federal governments.
Literally, it's like the Wild West of water.
Adrian Esposito heads the Citizens Campaign for the Environment. She says New York adopted a standard last summer of 10 parts per trillion for PFAS. Yet the Environmental Protection Agency has a federal standard of 70 parts per trillion. That means contamination sites, including the toxic plume in Calverton coming from a former Navy defense manufacturer with over 30 parts per trillion, could become a remediation site under state standards but not federal standards. Gillibrand's bill would create limitations for how much PFAS manufacturers can discharge into the environment and allocate funds to connect residents with clean drinking water. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.